Encouragement in a time of economic woe and a call for all to remember that there are always people who are worse off. This was Pope Benedict XVI's message Sunday to the faithful of Romano Canavese, a village in the province of Turin, northern Italy, where Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone was born. It was the first public outing for the Pope since his arrival at Lake Como in the mountains of Valle d'Aosta for a period of rest. It is also his first public appearance since his accident on Thursday night, during which he fractured his right wrist.
Come vedete, a causa del mio infortunio, sono nella mia attività un po' limitato, ma la presenza del cuore è piena.
Sporting a plaster cast, a smiling Pope confessed he was somewhat limited before he thanked the doctors of Aosta who treated him with skill and courtesy. Pope Benedict also thanked all those who had sent him prayers and wishes for a speedy recovery. The Holy Father arrived in Romano Canavese by helicopter. The white-yellow colours of Vatican flags hung from the windows of the houses in the village and adorned the small stage set up before the church of Saints Peter and Solitaire, from where he recited the Sunday Angelus prayer. Thousands had come from neighbouring towns and villages to greet him.
Cari amici, non scoraggiatevi.
Dear friends, he told them, do not be discouraged. Providence always helps those who do good and are committed to justice. It helps those who think not only of themselves, but also of those who are worse off. The northern Italian region, once a flourishing centre for technology industries, is now experiencing the difficulties of the global economic crisis. Pope Benedict noted that the territory was once a land from which past generations were forced to immigrate for lack of work, but then new economic development and prosperity so that others immigrated here from Italy and abroad. The Pope pointed out that the problem of unemployment is one of the themes of his latest encyclical Caritas in Veritate. Hopefully, he said, it will help mobilize positive forces.
La fede cristiana attraverso la vita parrocchiale. Especialmente la partecipazione alla Santa Messa.
The Holy Father praised the region's long history of respect for the fundamental values of family and human life, attention to social justice, the ability to tackle hard work and sacrifice, the strong bonds with the Christian faith. These same values, he said, will allow the generation of today to build their own future with hope, giving rise to a truly united and fraternal society, imbued with the spirit of the gospel.
Con un pensiero speciale per i bambini, i giovani, le famiglie, i malati.
Then in a message directed to young people, he asked they be proposed examples and models that encourage them to follow the ways of the gospel and of real freedom. Young people are full of resources, he added, but they must be helped to overcome the temptation of the easy and deceptive paths to find the path of true and full life. Following the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict was the guest of honour at the Bertone family household, where he had lunch together with the family of his Secretary of State before boarding a helicopter for his return to his chalet in Lake Como. The Holy Father's next public appointment is Friday for the recitation of Vespers in the Cathedral of Aosta, and then Sunday for the Angelus, which will be recited in Lake Como.